Good evening and welcome to our services tonight. We have visitors among us and we always appreciate your presence and we welcome you back at each and every time that you have to come be with us here at O'Neill. This little light of mine is what I want to be preaching on tonight. And we know from the little kid song that we sang and some of it we sang tonight, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine all the time. Let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No. I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No. I'm going to let it shine. Not going to let Satan blow it out. I'm not going to let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine all the time. Let it shine. We let our light shine. But then we think about who is the source of our light. Who is the source of this light? When I think of 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of Him, and we declare unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. When I think about the source of my light, I think about God. I think about God and that He is light, and in Him is no darkness. God is the source of the light that we have, that we let it shine, and we're going to let it shine all the time because God is light. I also think about Jesus as the source of our light. Think about it in John chapter 8, verse 12, when Jesus spake, He spake to them and He said to them, He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth Me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So I think about again, why do I let my light shine? Why do I let it shine all the time? It's because of Jesus. It's because that He is the light of the world. It's because that if we're following Him, we're not in darkness. It's because if we're following Him, our light is going to be shining forth. If we're following after Jesus, we're not going to hide that light. That light is going to be held up for everyone to see, the glorious works that God is doing through us. I'm going to let it shine because it's through Jesus that we have that light of life. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, Jesus said, Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Think about that. Picture that in your mind. A city that's on a hill, it cannot be hid. He's saying, you, me, Christians, the church, we are the light of the world. He says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. You don't take a candle and you put it under a basket. You don't take a candle or put it under a bucket. What do you do with it? You put it on a candlestick. Why do you put it on a candlestick? For it to give off light. For it to give off what it was meant to do. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. He goes on and says, Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So like it or not, you and I are on display. People look at us. They expect us to act a certain way. They expect us to talk a certain way. They're watching us, how we act. It's kind of like a job interview, isn't it? They're kind of filling us out. They're looking at us as we are out into the world. When you walk into a room, especially in the morning time, when I'm getting up, getting ready for work, and when I flip that light switch, what do I expect to come on? I expect those lights to come on. Now, I know sometimes our kids, whenever I'm getting them up, I want to flick on those lights, and they're like, no, cut them off, cut them off. Well, what does the light do? The light illuminates the room. Sometimes it's very bright for us. You see, God expects us some of the same things from us. Whenever we're cut on for Christ, when we're on fire for Him, when we have zeal for Him, we are His flashlights. We are His lighthouse. We are His light bulbs, as you might say. We are lights of the world. In 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and we walk in darkness, we lie and we don't do the truth. If we say that we're in Jesus, but we continue to walk in sin, we're liars. We're lying. We're not doing the truth. But He says, if you walk in the light, If we're walking in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we are letting our light shine, it's because that we're in the light. It's those times when we are in sin that basket starts covering up our light. It's when Satan is blowing our light, trying to blow our light out. It may be flickering a little bit because Satan is after us. But if we're in Him, He says we have fellowship with one another, and His blood, the blood of His Son that He shed on that cross, will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We think about light and the power that light has. Light conquers darkness. For wherever there is just the least bit of light, darkness is forced to flee. Where there is the least bit of light, darkness is forced to flee. You can be in the darkness of places, and the darkest place I've ever been has probably been in cathedral caverns when they take us all the way back to the very back and they cut the lights off. You can't see anything. But then the little guy will get a little flashlight, and he'll shine over to something, shine to show you something, and it lights up. You can see again. That's the power of light. Light conquers darkness. It drives darkness away. The Bible says in Psalms 119, verse 30, "The entrance of thy words gives light. It gives understanding unto the simple." He also says in Psalms 119, verse 105, He says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." You see that the good book, when we read it, when we study it, when we follow after the commandments of God, when we follow after the commandments and teachings of Jesus, the path in this world, one that seems gloomy and dark, will be lit up because we're following after the footsteps of Jesus Christ. The power of light. Light colors drabness. Jesus said that His people were what? We were what? We were the lights of the world. He says, not only should our presence put darkness to flight, but it should also cause the world to become a more colorful and a more beautiful place. Wherever you and I walk in this old world, wherever we go, we should make this world, because we are Christian, because our lights are shining, the place that we are should be more colorful. It should be a beautiful place because of the light that is shining in us. We Christians should make this world a better place. We should be that ray of light that is in a dark place. The person is a thing of beauty in this drab world, it says, and that the Bible teaches and talks to us about in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, when He says, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ." Our conversation, our conduct, how we conduct ourselves should be as it becomes the gospel of Christ. That whether I come and see you or else I'm absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Whether you are around someone who's a Christian or not, whether you are at church or whether you're at work or wherever you are, we should let our lights shine. We should be standing fast in the Spirit. And the power of light also, it changes deadness. When we think about what Jesus came to do, in Luke 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man, He came to seek and save that which was lost." Lost. Individuals who are in darkness. That's why He gave that commandment in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, when all authority was given in Him in heaven and earth. And He said, "You go. You go, therefore. You teach all nations. You baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You teach them to observe all the things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." Who is He sending out? Is He sending out dead people? Is He sending out people that's not going to work and not going to do His will? Or is he telling people, "I'm going to send you out. You're this light. We have to be lights for those that are in darkness, for those who are in sin. The reflection of us should not be something that is muddied, something that is in sin. When you and I leave this building, our light should be shining brightly. We should be helping those who were dead in sin. We should be striving to find those individuals who are lost and bring them to Christ. The light of the gospel, that grace and the grace that we have and the grace that is brought to the dead souls, he says, our hearts are warmed by the truth of the Word of God. And we're delivered from death and darkness of light. And again, as we let our light shine to that dark and that dead into the dead world, the same thing takes place. God uses that light. He uses the light that is in us, His light, His Son that is in us, to warm that dead sinner's heart, to draw them to Jesus. Or is our light, or what our reflection that we're giving off, is it doing something different? Are we drawing someone in, or are we pushing them away from becoming a Christian? Our light, which is really whose light? It's the light that belongs to Him. His light should be reflected in us. It's a means of bringing life. Bringing life of heaven to those who are dead on earth. Those who are lost in sin. Light also, the power that it has, it conditions dreariness. How many times, just like this morning, gloomy day, raining, dreary weather, but then when we got out of service, what was happening? There was the sunlight. Makes you feel better, doesn't it? Makes you feel better that there's this gleaming light of sun. And the world, it can, especially the world we're living in right now, can be a dark and dreary place. And I'm not really referring to the weather now, am I? I'm referring to the spiritual climate of this world. Is it a dark and dreary place? Do you and I make it a dark and dreary place? Or do we shed light on those things? Do we share that light with others? Sometimes, maybe there's a chill sometimes in my own soul. Sometimes maybe I'm not having that good of a week. But when you get around a brother and a sister who is shining their light and is doing the work of Jesus, how does your spirit feel? Does your attitude change? Because that light of someone who knows that Jesus is in control, it does something to you, does something to me. It picks me up, it edifies me, wants me to do more for Jesus. I'm so thankful for children of the light. I'm so thankful for Christians at O'Neill that lift me up, that shine their lights for Jesus Christ. He said what? We're a city that's set on a hill. Think about that, just like I told you just a few moments ago. That city that's set on a hill, it's speaking to us as our lights shine, as what? It's a community of faith there. It's not just one light coming from this city. The city is made up of many buildings. This church is made up of many members. And what are we doing? What should we be doing? Our light should be shining brightly so that we are illuminating the city. You can't hide that city. As a church, we let our light shine. We let our light shine by the standards of Jesus Christ. How we worship Him should be what we read from the Bible. The things that we stand for should be things that Jesus said, you go and you teach these things, everything I've commanded you. That's what we should be preaching and teaching. That's what we should be standing on. Sometimes, have you ever visited a church and you walked in and there were no lights shining? Maybe there was a coolness in how you were treated. But then there are other times you visit a church and there are individuals that you're like, wow, you know, you leave out of there because people are friendly. You see people going and seeing visitors. You see people talking to each other. You have truth being taught. You have whenever the song leader's singing, people are singing out, and it's like you think that it's a room that's filled with thousands of people, but it's maybe just a few individuals, but they're singing out because they love being there. They are letting their light shine because they know what Jesus has done for them. So what's the purpose of our light? He says that neither do men light a candle and they put it under a bushel, but you put it on a candlestick. To do what? So it can give off light. You see, we don't light a lamp and we don't hide it. God brought light where? Into my life. He brought life, and He brought that light into your life. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6 says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." That light He gives us. He puts it in our hearts. It's up to us to let our light shine, to give it back to others. God intended for our light, for my light, for your light. He intended for it to be seen. We've talked about it in class before. Individuals who become a Christian, who are saved and have salvation and have forgiveness of sins. It's not something you want to keep to yourself. It's something that you want to go and share with other individuals. We want to go out, and sometimes we have individuals who think that coming to this church building, That's their duty. That's their purpose. And that's not the purpose. We come here to worship. We come here to get equipped so that when we leave these doors, that's where the real work begins. That's where the Great Commission begins. That's where the mission begins when we walk out the doors. It's that sometimes we come here to get our lights relit, right? Or to let it burn a little bit brighter so when we leave out of here, we're ready to go and we're ready to share it to someone else. Our mandate in Matthew 16, verse 15, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to who? To every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Titus 2, verse 7 and 8, "In all things showing yourself a pattern of good works." Our example, what should it be? It should be a pattern of good works. "In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you." Are you, as an individual, am I, Matt Taylor, am I fulfilling God's light to be God's call to be a light to others? Or do we keep our light hidden? People hide their lights under all sorts of things, don't we? We hide our lights under fear. Just like the one talent man, he was afraid. What did he do? He went and hid it. Sometimes we do the same thing. We hide our light because we're afraid of something. There's a story of a boy who became a Christian, and he was going off to a summer camp, and while he was gone, he had just become a Christian, so the preacher was praying for him, and he wanted him to be strong and to so that things wouldn't be difficult for him. And when the young man came back, the preacher said, "I've been praying for you. I wanted to pray that you had an easy transition. I know that you're a babe in Christ, and I just want to be strong and to be faithful." And he says, "It wasn't hard for me at all. They didn't even know that I was a Christian. They never found out I was a Christian." When you and I are Christians, we can't help but to people to notice that we're different, that we're peculiar, that we're holy. We should not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Romans 1:16. It's that power to save. Sometimes we hide. We do hide it because of fear, but sometimes we hide it out of apathy. Maybe we just don't care. We just don't care if the lost world is going to hell or not. Surely that's not what can be said of you and I. We need to be like the rich man in the sense in Luke chapter 16 that here he is. He's in torment, and what does he want? Go tell my brothers need to know that they don't need to be here. That's the purpose of life. That's our purpose. Go and tell others. Do I fail doing that? Sure. Do you fail doing that? Probably so. Can we do better? You better believe it. When we put that basket over our candle, ours will go out as well. When Jesus is really in our life, you will have a difficult time hiding that light. Again, he says, letting our light shine before men so they may see your good works. Glorify your Father which is in heaven. When we let our light shine, what do? You know, as a Christian, we will let our light shine. And we shine it. We don't shine it at folks. But we let it shine because it's whose light? It's not our light. It's not what I've done. It's what He's done. And that's what we're sharing for others. It's not, as we have here on the screen, it's not self-gratification. It's not look at the honor of what I've done. It's not glory on my part. It's glory to God. It's praise to Him. To God be the glory, as Brad led us in that song just a moment ago. As we let our light shine, think about Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Brother Guy mentioned that one this morning. For it is God which works in you both to will and to do His good pleasure, to do things without murmuring, without disputing, that you may be blameless, harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, doing what? Among whom you shine as lights in the world. That's what we have to be. We have to be a light in the world. In Ephesians chapter 5, here's some, going through there, and I just pulled out some things from chapter 5, things that we can let our light shine by being followers of God, by walking in love, by letting no darkness, nothing being named once among us, by not getting deceived, being deceived by this world, by not partaking of sin. Those are things that will let our light shine. By walking as children of light, by proving what is acceptable, by having no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but reproving those things. We can let our light shine by walking carefully, by redeeming the time, by submitting ourselves to God. That's how we will let our light shine for Him. You and I are light that God has turned on. He has turned us on for the purpose of being seen in this world. So you and I need to let our light shine so that God may be glorified. There is a story called Light Up the Church Building. And it is a story, the story was created for the problem of attendance. But it can be used with other things. So here's how the story goes. There was a certain mountain village in Europe several centuries ago, and a nobleman wondered what legacy he could leave on the people of his town. So he decides to build a church building. So no one saw the complete plans until the building was completely finished. And when they gathered, they just marveled. Oh, look how beautiful everything is. And they looked at its beauty. They looked at how complete it was. Then someone says, "Well, where are the lamps? How will it be lighted?" Each time, he said, he points out to these brackets that are on the wall. And he says he gave each family a candle that they were to bring with them each time they came to worship. So here these brackets are on the walls. He says, he gives out candles to everybody, all the different families. He says, each time that you're here, where you're seated will be lighted. He says, each time you're not here, your area will be dark. He says, this is to remind you that whenever you fail to come to church, some part of God's house will be dark. When we don't carry our candle with us in this world, wherever you are, some part of God's creation is dark. So maybe it's a good thing that we need to consider Psalms 18, verse 28. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. We all have a candle. Is it lit by Him? Has your candle been lit? Are you a Christian? Are you still in darkness? Come to the light. Come to Jesus. He's the one that saves. We have that, "Do you know my Jesus?" Psalm 125, and in there he asks, "Where is your heart, O pilgrim? What does your light reveal?" What does my light reveal? Am I a Christian? If not, I need to become one. And if I'm a Christian and my light's gone dim, I need to get it brightened back up by confessing my faults. If you're subject to the Lord's invitation tonight, come when we stand and while